When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
What do you think went wrong? Like, what do you look at it? Some of the problems?
Yeah, I'd say collectively, just not good enough. Pretty much take any area, just wasn't good enough. Give them credit. They did well. We're efficient in the pass game. We weren't really efficient in the pass game. The runs, really, the quarterback zone reads were really all that was going. I think, Saquon had 9 for 14 or somewhere around there. Couldn't get the run game going. Had a number of sacks. So, again, they were pretty efficient. 2 of 2, 6 of 12 on third down, 2 of 2 in the red zone. So, collectively, just, wasn't good enough.
Your coverage seemed to take a step back today. Did you see that as well, the coverage on the back end?
Yeah, I mean, look, it was nothing was where it needed to be today.
Did Dave do anything differently to defend Tommy?
Well, they just played good. They stopped the run. We're effective in the pass coverages. We had some drops out there early that I thought could have helped us. So just overall not good enough.
Why did their stunts give you guys so much trouble?
They did a good job running them, and we didn't do a good enough job of blocking them.
The end of the first half, and then obviously in the beginning of the second half, the momentum swings were going back and forth. I would imagine coming in, you guys felt pretty good being where you were at, and then starting out, just not able to get the offense going early on really kind of take you guys out of what you wanted.
Yeah, I mean, it was 7-6. Jamie, hit that field goal. And, again, they did a better job than we did all the way around.
Was there anything that, we saw Tommy go into the locker room before halftime. Was he still being checked?
He was. And then they came out and told me he was good. So.
But did you have anything? Did that affect your normal routine at halftime with him? Or?
No.
What did you think of that play? Yeah. What did you think of that play with DeVito and
whatever they call or don't call.
Did he say anything to you about it?
No, they took. I had to get time. I had to get. Well, yeah, he was saying good, but they buzzed down to Ronnie, so that's under their control and get Tyrod ready to go.
He had done such a good job, Tommy, of getting away from that pressure last game and stepping up a little bit instead of kind of getting swallowed up and backpedaling.
Well, I think it's different. I mean, there's different rushes. I mean, every game's a little bit different. Like I said, not good enough all the way around.
Why do you think you guys weren't able to generate very much pressure?
They did a good job blocking us. They stayed on schedule. Again, we were stay on schedule. It's a lot. You have better chances offensively. They were. I mean, I thought Carr did a great job. It was 23 of 28 or something like that. 7.0. Was very efficient, effective, got the ball out of his hands. Hit a couple big ones. They did a good job. Give him credit.
You're 5-9 now. You're not officially going to be eliminated from the playoffs. Is that kind of the message that you are going to continue giving your players? Like, how do you?
Yeah, we're all pros. You get ready to play. Get ready to play the next week. That's our job. So look forward to the opportunity to play next week.
Bullock, do you know how long you can be out?
No, don't know.
What would you have done if Gillen went into the 10th? What would have happened at that point?
We talked about it at halftime, but it almost got to that point, but Jamie toughed it out.
Did you have the sense that Gillen could do that if necessary?
Yeah, he did in the preseason last year. I mean, yeah, but you don't anticipate two guys possibly going down. So give him credit, fought through it, kicked off. We'll see where we're at.
Did Bullock hurt himself on the kickoff? Or?
On the kickoff? No. I don't know exactly when it was.
Well, so. Obviously,
he kicked the 54-yard or whatever, and then they told me he was it's his hamstring. So
that exchange when you guys were at midfield and they called a timeout and you called a timeout on 4th and 2, I guess it was. Were you always planning on going for it in that situation? Did it have anything to do with Jamie?
Nope, we're going for it.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.